Working our way through the Division One bracket of the Zoom call this evening, and we have head coach Venny Daniels with us this evening. Coach, want to bring you in on the call and have you give us a little background on the Orioles. Could you give us a little background, and then we'll open it up for the questions. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, we said 26-2 on the season. Very extremely young group. We obviously have started two freshmen, two sophomores, and a junior majority of the year. Co-conference champs in the North Shore. And play with pretty good pace, pretty athletic group. And it's a group of kids that's super competitive, super driven. And they just kind of get after you defensively, have done a lot of stuff. And I think our road to state was, as a three seed, not easy, playing a really good De Pere team, knocking them off by about 19 and playing Kimberly by 20. And then Brookfield East yesterday by 15. So it's a group that can do a lot of different things, has a couple different modes we can go to, and just has a lot of talent. So it's been a really fun ride with this group.
All right, let's open it up for the questions for Coach Daniels.
Hey, Coach Daniels, Scott Emmerich here from the television broadcast doing play-by-play. Can you talk a little bit about McKenna and her style of play, and does she have some opportunities for her after her high school years?
Yeah, I mean, she committed to Minnesota a couple weeks ago, so she's officially committed to University of Minnesota, playing with her former AAU team, Grace Grahalski, then, which is really exciting for her. I'm excited to say that it was such a cool accomplishment for her. She kind of does a little bit of everything offensively. It's hard to say what she does because she goes outside, hits the three, shoots the free throw extremely high, can attack the basket, has a good post-up game, very diverse scorer, three levels, can do a little bit of everything offensively. Really good passer, underrated passer. Had 18 rebounds in our game against Brookfield East in the biggest moment of the year. Hit a couple of huge dagger threes in that game as well to get us going. So super dynamic kid. Going to Minnesota, super excited for her. She's a kid that just does phenomenal things every single night for us.
Coach, has she ever had an off night? And if so, can you survive her having an off night?
She has. I mean, there's been a couple nights where I think back to like our Cedarburg game we won when they kind of went delay on us. And just a couple other nights, we have other kids that can step up and score as well. We've had seven different kids this year have a double-figure game. We have some really dynamic playmakers. And overall, I think one of the things she does, though, is her off nights get solved by getting to the free throw line and posting up. So she doesn't really have too many games she's not scoring at least 15 because she just does dynamic things offensively.
Hey, Coach, Dave Radcliffe with Conley Media. Could you talk a little bit about the challenge going up against Nina and obviously Ali Zerbel over there? And talk a little bit about the game within the game, I guess, with her and McKenna kind of going one-on-one, and if McKenna is kind of looking forward to that challenge as well.
I'm sure they're both looking forward to it because they're extremely competitive kids. I've had the chance to see Allie play as a freshman. We played them that year in a non-con game. I think it's a unique challenge. I think it's one of those things that people always say, like, what do you need to stop her? And, like, I don't think the game plan is to stop her. It's just we got to hope to make her less efficient than she normally is. You have to hope to take her a little bit out of her comfort zone and put some pressure on her in a way that maybe makes it just a little bit different than a normal night for her, because she's going to score. She's an awesome player. Obviously, McDonald's All-American. I have so much respect for her. The way Coach Brownell actually draws stuff up for her as well does a great job. So I think they're both excited for it. We're going to try to make her obviously less efficient, but I think stopping someone like that isn't necessarily the ultimate goal. It's just slowing down and making less efficient.
Hey, Coach Vinny, Michelle Griffin Wenzel.
Hey.
How are you doing? Congratulations.
Thank you.
Can you just comment on how your years at Germantown as an assistant coach and being in that program that had a lot of success has translated into the success that you have had with your team at Hartford?
I think working for a guy like Coach Stuvey, who gives you a ton of opportunity, and he was at our game on Saturday dressed up as me as a joke. We're really close. He's an awesome dude. Wore glasses, same outfit. It was awesome.
Did he have a wig?
No, he didn't have a wig. He gave so much opportunity and freedom and a lot of trust. And I think it actually taught me how to trust my assistants and trust my kids as well. And really, when you look at our program right now, a ton of the stuff we do offensively is taken from that. Granted, we're a little bit more ball control late in games than he would be. We have a little bit more offensive structure than probably he does. He's super free. We're really free. I think defensively our pressure stuff similar, but at the same time, I think we have a couple things we've changed. But overall, I think what he taught me was how to be innovative, how to never be afraid to try something and to take risks and just trust your kids. And I think he does an unbelievable job. So yeah, huge influence on what we do, but I know our kids don't always love hearing about Germantown. So we always say we're doing it the Hartford way, the way that we do it. And it's been really fun to do and start fresh here. So 4 years in, it's been, I guess, pretty successful now that we've got a state trip. So it's pretty exciting.
Hey, Vinny, where was the program at when you joined in and took over 4 years ago?
Yeah. I have a lot of numbers. So we were from 2005 to 2020, the program had won 38% of its games. I took over a program with kind of our current coaching staff that was 11-12 the year before. So the last now 4 years were 73-32, which is really exciting. Obviously I like to tell people, I think I showed up at the right time versus more anything else. Like, our talent level has gone through the roof. Kids like McKenna don't just show up because you're there. They show up because it's just kind of a random chance, and we're super lucky to have kids like that. We that backed her up with two back-to-back classes in our class of 2026 and 2027 that were loaded with talent and had put a ton of work in. So a lot of it's showing up at the right time. In all honesty, our youth program took off a couple of years ago as well. But we've been super involved at the high school level with them too. So it's been a coordinated effort. But the program's really, really, really grown in the last few years. And I like that we've won about 68% of our games versus 38% of our games. I think that's a huge growth factor. So it's really exciting.
You said you start two freshmen, two sophomore, and a junior. Does big game experience a concern for you going up against Nina, who's played in a lot of big games the last few years?
I mean, I think kind of, but we got really tested this year. Like, playing with McFarland at the DeForest tournament was huge. Our second game against Homestead was a packed crowd in front of a ton of people. Our gym was packed. It was super intense. We actually were down one with 6 seconds left and came back and won the game. I think our playoff games were also, we saw a little bit of everything. And I think the thing is, I think Young's a bit of an excuse when you look at the modern kid who travels the nation playing AAU, plays in big games year round. These are some of the most experienced kids I've ever been around, because even our freshmen have played 60, 70 games in a year. So I think we're more experienced than our age would suggest. We've got a ton of talented players and some really swaggy kids in big moments that have hit. I mean, we've always found a way to come back. So I guess it doesn't concern me as much as one would think. But obviously this is a different stage, so I think there's going to be some nerves or a little bit more than a normal game.
Hearing no other questions, Coach, thanks for joining us this evening, and we will look forward to seeing you on Friday evening.